Attention, woman in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIS.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Good afternoon. Just began. It's 12 o'clock. This right here is Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. This is the home of Coast Salish nations, the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Musqueam, the people of this area, the west coast, southwest of Canada, British Columbia. Yes, we are in Burnaby on top of a mountain. That is Burnaby Mountain. And yes, I am Nick Legacy. This will be 2 hours now of music that spans our globe. A celebration, almost like a political action to listen to music that's in so many languages and quite different than what you'd probably hear on many radio stations. But that's the whole point of this show. So we will, in the first hour, travel around the world, showcasing a lot of new music. And in the second hour, we will travel this week to Uruguay, in the southern part of South America, Uruguay, as the locals call it. And it is a small nation, but it is full of beautiful music, and especially a lot of rock music. It's like somehow in the last 50 years, the Beatles have been the biggest influence on music in Uruguay. So yes, I look forward to sharing that with you. Some new music, some old stuff. We'll take a trip through the history of music in Uruguay. So tango and candomblé and much, much more. Yes. But we'll start with something very different than that. Something from Japan. And this is one of the most exciting groups I've ran across in a little while. Just discovered them last night as I usually go into the depths of the internet to find music. And this group are from Tokyo. They play an African style of music, Afrobeat, from Nigeria. So like Fela Kuti, who in fact invented the style in the 1970s out of funk music and many African rhythms from West Africa. But this band doesn't play electric guitars or drum kits or saxophones. They play folk instruments of Japan exclusively, but they do it in the Afrobeat style. So something I've never heard before, probably never done, and this just came out a few months ago, at the end of 2017, this is a band called Ajate, or Agate in Japanese, not sure, but it's A-J-A-T-E, and their debut album, Abrada. We will hear a song right now called Butakusa. This is some Japanese Afrobeat to kick off Wandering Rhythms.
Hikari matari utae ya again.
Baratitia di tia. Baratitia di tia. Yoi asa.
Siempre con lo mismo.
Hard salsa there from Puerto Rico. That was Pirulo y la Tribu with La Calle Linda, the pretty street. He's from the street. Yeah, that's some real street salsa. I mean, I don't know. I don't think heavy metal fans would call that hard music by any means, but yeah, salsa, you know, hard cowbell at least. And that came out just a few years ago. They're quite a popular salsa band in the new salsa movement. Which hasn't changed much since the 70s, but anyhow, nice music to hear here and there. And before that, we heard something Latin as well, but very warped. You might have recognized the melody. That was Purple Haze, in Spanish, Niebla Morada, by Meridian Brothers. Yes, a crazy ensemble from Bogota, the capital of Colombia. And that was a champeta version of Jimi Hendrix's classic. Although I'm still trying to figure out what champeta is exactly. It's similar to cumbia, similar to reggaeton, but kind of a hybrid genre from Colombia, from the Caribbean coast. Yes, Meridian Brothers, incredible musicians. Very strange keyboard, toy Casio keyboard versions of Latin rhythms. Yes, and we started off this show, Wandering Rhythms, with a Japanese band playing African music, but still using folk instruments of Japan. So very, very unusual. And just saw that they were selling their CD in this adorable little bamboo case they make themselves, which includes two mini percussion instruments as part of the package. So yeah, very cool. If you're going to sell CDs these days, you got to find a way to make it interesting. Yes. So that group is called Ajate, or don't know my Japanese very well, but yes, A-J-A-T-E. You can find their album online on Bandcamp, selling vinyls. Yes, the song was Butakusa. That just came out last November. Yeah, so show some support for African Japanese music. Yes, yes, so we're going to continue with something else that is quite new, quite African, and a fellow from Agadez, Niger. A fellow named Bombino. And this is a city that's ballooned from about 100,000 people to something like a million because of all the refugees from other countries in Africa. So Bombino himself was in that sort of situation and managed to transcend with music. So his real name is Omara Mokhtar, and he is an expert Desert Blues style guitar player. That's the new name we've come up with for this Tuareg music. When when this culture from the Sahel and Sahara regions of West Africa discovered the electric guitar and started using their own rhythms and styles and mixing that with new kind of rock music. So, yes, Bombino now been going for about a decade now, touring around the world. And like Tinaroen, he's one of the main artists in this movement of desert blues. So he just put out an album. It's called Deran. Came out about a week ago. And still got some pretty sweet percussion and some new kind of production techniques going on. So he's always changing his style. And we're going to hear a song from this album called Takamba. This is Bombino on Wandering Rhythms, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Been alone and sad. veins turn to poison blood. Years roll by and the little people fade. There's a chain to come in flood. The dam won't break, the river won't freeze. Where's the change in there? Close.